רב אורנשטיין שבס, הרב זניאן המלח in Arad, actually. Breathing.
זה טוב לראות שלו.
This is how he went. We're dedicating the shiur for the salvation of our three brothers, Yaakov Naftali, Ben Rachel. Let's start again. B'ezrat Hashem, we're going to dedicate the shiur today for the Savior, for the success of our friends, brothers, Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel, Gilad Michael ben Bat Galim, Eyal ben Iris Teshura. Hashem save us. We are in Torah Lamed Vav, Part Dalet. Bechol Zeh, and all of that we said that the verses of Kriyat Shema can save the person so much. שיש לו לאדם הרהור באקראי באלמה. Only if the person have filthy thoughts once in a while. So the verses of Kriyat Shema and Baruch Shem are going to help him. אזי די לו באמירת שני פסוקים הנ"ל. So then it's enough for him to say those two verses. Shema and Baruch Shem כבוד מלכותו. But when he's in our place, but he cannot see the sun, that the sun went away in the middle of the noon and we don't know our names, don't remember who that we are at all. But if he chas v'shalom ragil b'irur shel ha'tava klali, he used to have those thoughts of lust and desires, rachmana litzlan, Hashem gonna save us all, ve'eno yachol afrid mimena, and he cannot separate himself from those lusts. אזי צריך גם כן להוריד דמעות. So also he needs to take down tears, to cry, בשעת קבלת מלכות שמיים, when he accepts on himself yoke of heaven. כי איתה, because it's written in the book that calls שבילי אמונה, paths of faith, שהדמעות and the tears הם ממותרות המרה שחורה. They are the leftovers of the מרה שחורה, black bitterness. ומרה שחורה and black bitterness התחול, it's the spleen שהיא בחינת מלכות הרשעה, that is the aspect of the evil kingship, kingdom. אישה זונה, woman that she is a prostitute, שמשם נשמותיהן דערב רב, that from there the souls of ערב רב are coming. וכשמוריד דמעות, and when the man is crying, אזי נדחין ויוצאין לחוץ המותרות, so then all of the leftovers been rejected, goes outside. Hainu hatavot ni'uf means the lust for women. Habayim me'achirat damim shel chol, that are coming from the thick blood of the spleen. Umeamotot and from the luxuries. Vekolel nishmato b'malchut shamayim. And then the man includes his soul in the kingship of heaven. וזה שתרגם יונתן על פסוק, and this is what that יונתן translated on the verse, והם הבוכים פתח אוהל מועד, that they were crying in front of the tent, אוהל מועד, בכין וקורין את שמה, so he translated and add, קורין את שמה, that they were crying and saying שמה. וזה לא עשו אלא כדי להינצל, and they were doing that for only one reason, to save themselves מהרהור של אישה זונה, from those bad thoughts of thinking about a woman that she is a prostitute. שהיא קליפה הקודמת לפרי, that it's a husk that's before the, that it's the peel that's before the fruit. ולבוא להתגלות התורה, and they wanted to reveal the fruit, they wanted to reveal the wisdom of the Torah. וכשבא להתגלות התורה, and when the man is coming to that deep understanding, means that he is holding on, that he is standing through all of the difficulties, that he's got enough itchaskut to hold on. Rabbeinu said once that when a person is getting close to the truth, so then the lie is overpowering on the man. But if the person is going to be strong enough to stand against all difficulties, all obstacles that he's got in his life, so from the lie, from sheker, becomes to be kesher. Misheker niya kesher. Becomes bonding. He becomes to be connected to the righteous man, to the tzaddik. But before of every time, before of every step, before of every development in Avodat Hashem, first of all you have difficulties. First of all, they're testing us from heaven to see if we're serious or not. If we want that, or that we don't want it enough. What's the amount of our will? How much we're strong to keep on fighting, to keep on holding on, until we're going to achieve that thing that we asked for. Every time when a person is trying to develop, to grow in Avodat Hashem, the first thing that happens for that, this is what the Rabbeinu said, "Shadam nichnas ba'avodat Hashem." When the man enters into Avodat Hashem, starts to serve Hashem, azay haderech. So then the way is shemarin lo itrachkut, that they're showing to him like that they're rejecting him. Keilu en Hashem chafetz ba'avodato klal, like Hashem doesn't want him to serve him at all, at all, at all. And it's not only in the beginning, it's in every beginning and beginning in Avodat Hashem. And Rabbeinu said that there are a lot of old Hasidim people that are falling and failing and mistaken, that when they see darkness in their lives, they imagine to themselves that they fell, that they failed. And they start to blame themselves. But Rabbeinu is revealing, opening our eyes to tell us that before every floor and floor, like in an elevator, you have a certain part of darkness. Even when you're climbing, when you're going down, it's the same. But also when you're climbing, a man that believes in that Asher Kideshanu b'mitzvotav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us holy in His mitzvot, he cannot fall. If you believe that in every mitzvah that you keep, you're being more holy and more holy, you don't have no falling in your life. You don't have no falling in your life. Because by every mitzvah that you keep, you become to be more holy and you're growing. This is what has been said on Yaakov, that he's been compared to that ladder, that Raglav, his legs are solid in the ground, but his head is in heaven. It's not only a praise, like we said. It's to teach us a way of Avodat Hashem of Yaakov, that we're going to learn from him. That he believed that every small thing that he's doing in his life, he's climbing that ladder. He's growing in Avodat Hashem. Even if it looks like downs, even if it looks like downs, even if it looks for you that you're falling, even if you think that those are sins, those are Averot Mamash, that you cancel Torah, that you cannot pray, that you cannot believe, that you have foreign thoughts, that you think about Chas Shalom, about women, even if a person found himself sinning, Pogem Babrit, no matter what, nothing happened. If you're going to hold Hashem Yitbarach and going to be insist not to drop that holding, not to drop Hashem Yitbarach, finally, you're going to be answered. And finally, you're going to understand why Hashem took you to those downs, to those low places. And what and which treasures you collected and you found. And you brought with you up. Things that were so important. Things that Am Yisrael cannot survive without them. Things that you don't know what you're doing at all. Because Jewish people that fell down, we need to save them. And how are we going to save them? Only if we're going to go down. But there are Jews that fell to such darkness that we don't have the courage to go to those places and to save them. We don't. You cannot decide that you're going to throw away your tefillin for a few years and go and dance in clubs and discotheques for a few years and going to smoke drugs and drink alcohol with that company of people, that finally after 5, 6, 7 years you're going to be able to talk to someone and to realize that he's a Jew, and to start pulling him from the mud, from the field that is over there. No one has the courage to drop that feeling like that. one have the courage to break Shabbos and to go instead to clubs and discotheques, to pubs, to drink with a bunch of goyim until he's going to find that Jew that he's looking for. No one has that courage. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so mercy, and he doesn't leave one Jew in the exile, so he's sending us. He's sending people that he knows that they have strong will. People that their will is so strong that he knows that if he's going to send them to those dark places, to those awful places, they will never going to surrender. In those darkness, they're going to scream to Hashem Yitbarach. And when they're going to scream from darkness, when they're going to scream like that we're screaming, like that we screamed a few years ago, and now we keep on screaming. When those souls going to scream, HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to listen to their shouting, to their scream, to their tzaka, and going to take them from the bottom, and with them he's going to take all of the world back up. But because that we don't have those powers to go down out of open mind, clear knowledge, knowing, awareness, to go down to those places, we don't have that ability, none of us. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take our wisdom from us. So when you see you falling, it doesn't mean you're falling. Maybe Hashem Yitbarach is pushing you down. Maybe Hashem Yitbarach is taking you to a certain place, that in that place you're going to be able to save someone. Maybe if you're going to meet that low place, you're going to become to be so humble, that you will not going to be arrogant anymore, and from now on you're going to be able to talk to people, and you're going to be able to understand people. Even Rabbi Akiva, that all of the Torah passed by Rabbi Akiva's hand. When Rabbi Akiva saw people that were sinning, talking to women, he couldn't understand it. And he wasn't respecting those people. And he was laughing on those people. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in the test. He put Rabbi Akiva in a test. That Rabbi Akiva saw the woman that was so amazing, so beautiful. And he ran after that woman. Rabbi Akiva lost his mind. And he was climbing after that woman on a palm tree. And when he reached the top, when he found her over there, the Samech Mem revealed himself to him and told him, "It's me. There's no woman here. It's only the Yetzer Hara. And if you weren't Rabbi Akiva, that your name is famous in the wide world, I would pour your blood here on that tree. Pour your blood means Zera Lebatala. You would have carry here on that tree. Doesn't mean kill you. This is that blood. Like that it said, Yedechem damim aleu, your hands are full with blood, and it's not talking about blood. It's talking about that seed, about Zera Lebatala. Even Rabbi Akiva, that he was a Baal Tshuva, he climbed maybe too fast. Maybe he achieved his understanding too fast, that he forgot where he was 40 years ago, 30 years ago. This is our job. Not to forget and to believe. To believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what he's doing with us. He knows exactly. Exactly he knows what he's doing with each and every one of us. Why he's sending us so low, so low, so low, each and every one of us, to lose all of our da'at, all of our wisdom, to forget everything, to forget everything. Hashem's got a purpose, and Hashem, he knows everything. And Hashem, he's here before. And Hashem, he prepared everything that this world is going to become fixed finally. And the salvation is going to be so beautiful that we cannot understand. And the reason that it's not coming yet, it's only because that the thing that we're going to receive is going to be so huge, so huge. Yesterday night, in the way back from my Yidbodedut, I don't know, I'm just feelings. I came back at night late from the Yidbodedut, and suddenly police stopped me on the side. No. Not the Ishmaelim police, not Ali and Salim, not that police. One time we went to Meron, Arabs stopped us in a police officer car cab. The Druzim, it's not such Arabs. Okay, let's say Arabs gave us a ticket. But no, Jewish police officer stopped me, and I'm telling you, I don't know why. I'm trying to take out my Tudat Zehut, my ID, and I'm working to find it, and I cannot find it. And every time that I'm trying, I'm taking out that note of the blessings that you need to say when Mashiach is here. and it comes out again, and again it comes out, and I'm looking, and again it's in my hands, and I'm saying, hey, maybe one of them is Mashiach, and it's the bracha, but with the uniform, it was too hard for me to say bracha, but to believe in myself so much, it was too hard for me. But really, when I started to drive after they left me alone, I thought to myself, what, really, it can be that Mashiach? To expect to Mashiach, it means every moment. What it means? To believe that Mashiach will come, it's obvious Mashiach will come. We need to expect Mashiach. What it means to expect that every moment, it's an option. It's an option. He can come every moment. He's here. Where is it? To be ready for that. This is the faith that we should walk with, to be ready. We're afraid of it. We don't want it to be. We want all of the people to do tshuva. We want all of Jewish people to do tshuva before Mashiach is going to come. We want everyone to be able to say that bracha, that everyone is going to see Mashiach and they're going to be happy. There are people that for them, if Mashiach is going to come, it's going to be a huge disappointment. They don't know how to deal with Mashiach now. It's going to be too hard for them. So... last week, Rav Shalom gave a class in the morning in Shabbos, and he was talking a lot about that the man needs to understand what Hashem wants from him, and to strengthen himself, and to check for himself what Hashem wants from me, and to believe in that, and to keep on. And then he said, everyone have tests in his life, and if he will not going to fail, he's going to have miracles. Nice. But what if he will fail? He won't have miracles? This is the question. On that he answered and third me. Sudash Lishit, all of this, the Sikha, the words over there were only Chazkut. And if you failed, don't worry, and Hashem is with you. And we need to understand that. In front of you, always you have the option to succeed. You have the free choice. Always to try to do the best that you can. But if you failed, always remember the Sipurei Maasiyot. Always remember the Viceroy. That he lost more than 70 years of his life in sleeping, in drinking, in eating, and then he woke up. If, for an example, we have a righteous man named Rabbi Shmuel Shapira, that the Rebbe Migur testify on him that one-third of the world was standing, surviving, because of the fact that he was guarding his eyes so perfectly. This is Rabbi Shmuel Shapira. And from the other side, we have, for an example, Rabbi Eliezer Berlan. A huge tzaddik, righteous man that is running in Misirut Nefesh for Am Yisrael. Thousands, millions of souls depends on him. We don't know nothing. Rabbi Eliezer Berlan was in Uman thousands of times. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was in Uman only once.
Twice.
Great. Good to learn. Always good to learn. I said that mistake maybe hundreds of times. Good to learn. So how can we compare? We cannot. How can we say, no, Rav Berland is higher than him. No, Rabbi Shmuel Shapira is higher. We cannot. Estimate, we cannot evaluate him, and we cannot evaluate him. We cannot understand who is that huge righteous man, and we cannot understand who is that huge righteous man. So it means that with our eyes, we cannot understand. If, for an example, you have a person that made tshuva in the age of 20, and he's working hard on his tshuva, and he's got a heart, and he's serving Hashem Yitbarach and Misirut Nefesh, wonderful. That's going to mark him, wonderful. And now you have a person that came first time to the yeshiva when he was 70. And after 2, 3, 5 lessons, he woke up also. And he's crying also. And he's doing tshuva also. But he doesn't have all of those 50 years of tshuva.
He just started his tshuva in the age of 70. But he's also crying at night. And he's also doing it bodhidhuyot at night. So who is higher? He's got a lot less learning Torah than that avrech that he's learning from the age of 20. A lot less. He's got a lot less hours in the field. A lot less times he was being in Uman. How you can compare? You cannot compare. Why? Because Kol she'barich hu li b'bal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants the heart. And if finally, no matter what you went through in your life, you brought a pure heart to Hashem, this is the result. All of the Torah and mitzvot came to wake up the will of the person to want to serve Hashem Yitbarach. One person needs to learn Torah all of his life to reach that level. Another person has to spend half of his life in hell to come to that place. Everyone has a different soul, a different history in his lifetimes. Everyone is totally, totally, totally different. The only thing that is connecting us is the connection to God, to Hashem Yitbarach, that He is our source, and we need to go back to Him, and our heart's calling, let's go back to Hashem, let's run after Hashem, let's love Hashem, let's serve Hashem. This is it. Except of that, all of what that we need to go through is totally different. This is why, first of all, you cannot criticize and you cannot judge no one. No one. Because you cannot understand no one. Rabbi Natan said, I can give an explanation on the hardest Maharam Shif, and I cannot give an explanation on a Jew, on this most simplest Jew in the world. I cannot explain him. I cannot explain you his greatness. He's huge. He's too huge to explain. The smallest one of them all. So first thing is not to judge no one else. And the second thing is not to fall when you see someone that is achieving something in Avodat Hashem that you are far from that, like the south from the east. Or north. Mizrach Ma'arav. East from west. That I want. Even if you see someone that is, you're saying, hey, he just came to the yeshiva 2 weeks ago and already this and that. You don't know nothing about him. You don't know if it counts. And even if it is counts, what that he is doing, it's not yours. It's not belong to you. You don't have no connection to that. And even if you're going to try to serve Hashem like him, it will not going to help you. It's not going to bring you nowhere. You need to find yourself, your own connection, because the connection is inner, is not from outside. You cannot connect yourself to spirituality, to Hashem Yitbarach, by doing physical things. To connect yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an inner thing. Means it's the intention that you have while keeping Torah Mitzvot. It can be a priest, a comer that's going to put tefillin on his arm and on his head. He can do that if he wants. And it won't count nothing. And can be a person that when he puts that tefillin, he is so concentrated. And he loves Hashem so much. And he's tying himself to Hashem. And he's focusing in that. And he cannot leave that moment, that spiritual scene that he's in now. He cannot. He loves Hashem so much. And it counts so much. And actually they're doing the same. You can never tell. And also about yourself, you can never tell. Maybe one day you're going to be able to recognize who you are and what's your job in life and what's the purpose and who are you and what you need to do in this lifetime. But for that, you need to dedicate your life, all of your life, to that purpose, to know who I am. Who am I, Hashem? To ask that. To be brave. To ask Hashem, who am I? What do you want from me, Hashem? What's going to make me happy? What's going to make you happy? What's going to make my wife happy? What's going to help Am Israel? What's going to help the world? How can I do things that's going to cheer up people? That's going to make people happy? That's going to make people rich? That's going to make people do tshuva? What can I do? Who am I, Ribono Shel Olam? If you have that courage, and you need a lot of courage for that, you're going to realize, you're going to find a lot of things about yourself and a lot of them won't be pleasant at all. You're also going to learn about your lackings, about what you need to fix. But if you're going to have the eyes of righteous people, that it's written, Enei Hashem LaTzadikim, the eyes of Hashem, you're not going to criticize yourself also. You're going to understand that the Yetzer Hara is sending all of his soldiers and his troops to fight you on those points, only because that in those points you're so special. Only because that actually your qualities are exactly in the place that your lackings are. Your powers are in the place that your weakness is. Because the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to work hard on the things that by those things you're going to grow and going to help others. So he's making you weaker and weaker, and he's fighting with you on those exact points. He can recognize that. Because he's in a certain way spiritual, the Yetzer Hara. He can see things that you cannot see. And he's fighting. And if every one of us is going to try to remember, to find from our childhood, from the beginning, on what the Yetzer Hara is breaking you, that you're not worthy, that you cannot do nothing, that you're stupid, that you're dumb, that you're doing nonsense, that you laugh like a horse, that you smile like a donkey, that you have a huge nose, that your eyes are crooked, that your hair is ugly, that you, I don't know what, that you're short, that you're fat, that you have pimples, I don't know. Yetzer Hara is breaking your self-confidence. Yetzer Hara is breaking your spirit. That you will not gonna believe that you have a soul, that you have a neshama. And your neshama is divine, is Elokit. And you have superpowers. You have superpowers that you cannot imagine. Moshe Rabbeinu, he just believed in himself. He just was so humble that he became to be a Jew. I said it, I don't know how many times. Harav Shalom, that we're praising him and praising him and praising him. Every Jew is supposed to be like him. Every Jew. Every Jew is supposed to love all of Am Yisrael and to pray on all of Am Yisrael and to care about Am Yisrael and to do whatever he can. Everyone. It's not his specialty. This is that. It's not the thing that makes him to be righteous. His righteousness is something else that we cannot grab, that we cannot understand. Something that he's doing beyond our understanding. But what that we can see belongs to every one of us. Every one of us have to be super kind and very lovely and smiling and generous. And everyone, someone allows not to. Everyone should ask himself, when my actions going to be like the actions of my forefathers, of my fathers, of my rabbis? Everyone should ask himself and demand that from himself. It means that we have that ability. And he doesn't be called even righteous men, tzaddikim. Like Rabbi Yehuda Zev Leibovich said, a man that keeps all Shulchan Aruch is a good Jew. He's not a tzaddik. All Shulchan Aruch. Yes, Jew. All Jewish people need to keep the Shulchan Aruch. What's the question? It's very simple. You feel so far from it, so you feel not connected, so you feel that it not belongs to you. Those are foreign thoughts that came from the side of Sitra Acha of Yetzirah, to let you feel that you cannot. That you will not going to believe in yourself. But when you, each and every one of us, going to decide, I want to know God. I want to know what's my mission. I want to connect myself to Hashem, to Hashem, to Hashem. What's going to be then? Then you're going to have that merit. Le'ir, to illuminate et ha'olam kulo betuvo. To illuminate all of the world in, how you say betuvo? In His goodness. In His goodness. What it means? That everyone going to come back to that simple faith. Weird, but simple. That Hashem is all good. All good. All good. Nothing bad. All good. Simple faith. This is what we need to illuminate in the world. That it's all good. All good. What? That? Yes, also that. Three brothers been kidnapped. We're crying. And we're praying, and we're doing whatever we can, and we know that Hashem, He's running the show. We're not allowed to forget that. I was in a funeral 6 years ago when a friend of mine lost his child, his girl, 3 years old girl. And before he buried her, he was screaming. Which cruelty! He screamed. Every word was tearing the air, the sky to parts. He screamed, Ez achzariyut, which cruelty. And after that, I don't know where he dragged those powers. And he said, me and my wife, we believe that it's all in the hands of Hashem. Chiloni, secular person, Chiloni, said, we believe that it's all in the hands of the Creator, all in the hands of Hashem. We don't know how to explain it, we don't know how to understand it. But we were people of faith, and we're going to continue to be people of faith in the funeral. Almost burying his girl, he couldn't understand what happened over there. But he was staring the sky with that point of truth. Meanwhile, that you're suffering so much, and no one argues on the fact that you're suffering. But you're not dropping the faith. Like we said, Ayef ve'yareah ve'no yareh Elokim. Don't be Ayef ve'yageah ve'no yareh Elokim. You can be tired, but don't drop the yareh Elokim. Keep on believing in Hashem Yitbarach even when you're going down, even when you're falling, even when you have your difficulties, even in the hardest times of them all. Don't say bad things from your mouth. Be a believer. Close your mouth. Accept on yourself the yoke of heaven. Say it's Hashem. It's Hashem. And Hashem took from me the power to be happy. He took from me the power to put tefillin. He took the power to keep Shabbos. He took everything from me. He took my happiness. He took the light for my eyes. He took whatever he took. But it was him that took it. And I'm going to keep on thanking him. Even without a heart. Because he took my heart. This is what the David HaMelech is saying, and roaring, and screaming, and crying to Hashem Yitbarach. Open the book of Tehillim. See what's going on in the book of Tehillim. We're talking about the King of Am Yisrael. Looks so tiny, running in the middle of a football court. I don't know, like a 3 years old child running between those quarterbacks. All the sky and earth and people, everyone, his family, his enemies, his friends, everyone betrays him. Everyone fights with him. Everyone running after him. Everyone tries to kill him. How are we going to manage? What are you going to do? He cannot. You cannot fight against all the world. Yes, you can. When you hold yourself with Hashem Yitbarach, you're going to survive. You're going to hold on. And not only that you're going to hold on, you're going to succeed. You're going to be eternal. Your kingship is going to be eternal. Your seed is going to inherit the land, the world. You're going to become to be Mashiach. You don't know what's your powers when you're holding yourself connected to Hashem. You don't know. And David HaMelech is teaching us to do that on our by ourselves. Not to imitate David HaMelech. To be robots, to say Tehillim all day long. Oh, alright, so I'm going to say David HaMelech wasn't saying Tehillim. David HaMelech was screaming his soul out. It's been written, it came out Tehillim. And it's only a few songs from all of the praises and prayers of David HaMelech. It's a small amount of the thousands, millions of prayers that he prayed to Hashem Yitbarach. Everyone should write his own Sefer Tehillim. Everyone is writing his own Sefer Tehillim. Everyone's got a letter in the Torah. Everyone can become Korach or Moshe Rabbeinu. Can become to be David HaMelech or Doeg HaEdomi. Everyone have that free choice to choose to who you connect yourself in time of sorrow. To who you connect yourself in time of difficulties. Righteous people give us hope. Righteous people are opening the path for us. That we're going to believe in ourselves. That if you're going to sacrifice what the David HaMelech sacrificed, you're going to become to be like David, and maybe even more. This is why we're saying Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Why you cannot say Elokei our fathers? Why are we mentioning Abraham? Why are you mentioning Yitzchak? Why to mention also Yaakov? Why not to mention the fathers? We're saying after it, remember the kindness of our fathers, Zocher Chasdei Avot. So say the God of our fathers. What's the problem? We know Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We're mentioning Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That every one of them was serving Hashem Yitbarach in a different way. And they were not imitating each other. Abraham was in Chesed. Yitzchak was in Gvura. The opposite. He learned from his father that you need to find yourself, your point in Avodat Hashem. And he was going for it. And when Yaakov looked on those two giants, he wasn't falling to that imagination. He was looking for himself. Who am I? And he found Tiferet. And he was working on being who that he is. Who that he is. Fighting on that. To believe in yourself. Like Yosef HaTzadik, that is coming and sharing and telling his dreams. And he's not afraid. And he knows. Yosef HaTzadik, he wasn't naive. He wasn't stupid. He knew exactly what's going on. And he tried to give that opportunity to his brothers. That they're going to believe, that they're going to accept him. Even though that he was small. Even though that he wasn't, I don't know what. They had Yehuda in front of them. They had all of the tribes that were so huge already. And so clever in such high levels already. That even though he was the righteous man of the generation. Yaakov shamar et hadavar. Yaakov, you realize that it's true. He kept that. He remembered that. He had the ability. Even the righteous people didn't have that ability. The holy tribes, we cannot talk about them. We cannot understand nothing about them. But they couldn't understand that Yosef, that one, he's the righteous man, he's the new leader, he's the one that's going to lead us all. They couldn't understand it. Why they couldn't understand it? Because they were counting on their eyes. Because they were judging. They were thinking. They were not praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, let us see. What's your truth? Adricheni ba'amitecha, like David HaMelech is saying. In your truth. Lead me in your truth. That I'm going to know what you want from me. Not what I want from you. What I want from you, it's very easy to say. What you want from me? This is the question. What do you want from me? Who am I? What do you want me to do for you, Hashem? This is the question. To do those things, you have to get rid of a lot. You have to sacrifice a lot. But it's not that we're not suffering already. It's not like that we're not having our difficulties already. So you take your difficulties and you're putting them into Avodat Hashem. This is what it means, what it calls b'chol levavecha, with both of your yetzarim, that you bring also your yetzer hara to avodat Hashem. Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with all of your heart, with both of your yetzarim, that even your difficulties, you're sacrificing them, you're bringing them into the avodat Hashem. It's hard for you, and you're saying, Hashem, help me with it. Hashem, let me understand what you want from me in that point. Your wife is rebuking you. Life rebukes you. Your Yetzirah rebukes you. The alarm clock rebukes you. Whatever rebukes you. Whatever. Whatever you have. Whatever Hashem choose to rebuke you with. He's saying, Ribono Shel Olam, it's you. It's not the alarm clock. It's not the Facebook. It's not my wife. It's not the children. It's not my parnasa. It's you. Enod Milvadcha Hashem. It's only you. And when a man is doing that, even if it's going to take years, even if it's going to take years on years, what that you're going to find in the end, no one can understand. You're going to find Hashem. Because you were looking for Hashem. If you're going to look for the Torah, you're going to find the Torah. Lehavdil, if you're going to look for money, you're going to find money. If you're going to look for Hashem, you're going to find Hashem. Everyone have that power. The power calls the will. And you need to point your will to the places that you want your will to go to. Hashem, I want you. Always get used to say those words. Hashem, let me want you. Instead of chasing after ourselves to continue what that our fathers done to us, that their fathers done to them, to continue that horrible exile, that you have to run away, to hide yourself from your parents, hide yourself from your fathers, from your teachers, from everyone, to hide. All of your life you were hiding. Stop that chasing. Stop. Don't run away nowhere. Deal. Confront. Say welcome. Alright. So I'm not so handsome like I thought I am. So I'm not so wise like I thought I am. Baruch Hashem. So, But also I'm not so bad like I thought I was. It's been balanced suddenly. Oh, I have good points in myself also. I can learn Torah also. I have a friend that heard that advice of learning Mishnayot in the thoughts. He knows already 4 chapters of Mishnayot. A person that started his tshuva process less than 3 years ago. That person runs a shoe store in the market, Machne Yehuda, in Jerusalem. He knows over 4 chapters of Mishnayot by heart. He said, I couldn't believe that I'm going to have that power. Couldn't believe. No one can believe in himself until he tries. And when you try, suddenly, also you can learn one Mishnah. Walk every day with one Mishnah. Only one Mishnah a day. There is no person in the world that cannot learn one Mishnah a day. Learn one Mishnah. And walk with that Mishnah all day long. Every moment of your day, walk only with that one Mishnah. And tomorrow, say that Mishnah once or twice. And all of the day, go with the second Mishnah. All day long, go with one Mishnah, the second one in that Seder of Masechet Brachot. Start in the beginning. It's too hard for you. It's a long Mishnah. Take half of that Mishnah today and half of it tomorrow. Too hard? Take one third. Take one third of that Mishnah today. And the second third tomorrow and the third in the next day. After 3 days, you're going to have one Mishnah, long one, in your hand. That's going to give you the power to learn the second Mishnah tomorrow. And after 2 days, you're going to have 2 Mishnayot. 3 days, 3 Mishnayot. 4 days, 4 Mishnayot. In Shabbos, don't learn a new one. In Shabbos, just sit and enjoy from what that you learned. You're going to have a complete chapter of Mishnayot in your hand in that Shabbos. You don't need to be a Talmid Chacham. This is how you're going to become to be a Talmid Chacham. No one is starting as a Talmid Chacham. This is why it's not exist, that concept of an FFB. It's not exist. There is no frum from birth. Only Yaakov Avinu was frum from birth. It's not exist. Frum, it means how much you were working on your Yirat Shamayim. There is religious from birth. Imaginations. Nothing. Doesn't count nothing. Empty mitzvot. Empty mitzvot that don't contain nothing. You have thousands of empty glasses. You can drink, cannot drink. Empty mitzvot. Where is Hashem? Let's put Hashem aside for now.
Thank you, Sutra.